In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful.
I'm a mixed Filipino and Chinese. I had an accident. Being by myself in the United States, and when first time to have an accident in the United States and you don't know what to do, where to turn to. So I have this friend of mine that told, because I have to make a police report. So when I went to work, I told them I had an accident, and my boss told me like, okay girl, you have to do a police report, you have to do this, you have to do that. So I told them what had happened, and my boss was saying, oh girlie, don't do that, don't say that, because you know, your insurance will go high and this, and the police will go this and blah blah blah. And I said, but that's what the truth. And I said, my friend told me like, you know girlie, you cannot fool the police. You can fool the police, you can fool the judge, you can fool everybody except one person. And I said, who is that person? And then my friend said, it's Allah. And I said, who is Allah? And then Allah is, you know, God. Oh, why is it Allah? Why not God? And then that's the curiosity came up. And, you know, my friend said his religion is Islam. And I said, what is Islam? And then, you know, started the books and start reading me, giving me books and stories and things. And I was so interested in curiosity. But when I was reading the book, I was like, wait a minute. It doesn't seem like any difference with the Catholic. These are like almost the same. But when I was, they gave me the Quran, and I was like, oh my God, it's just like, I was like, it's so deep. It's just non-comparison. I was like, just so amazed. And I was like, oh my God, this is really the truth. And I was like, so amazed. And I said to myself, I prayed. I even prayed, and I said, oh God, I said, I want to take this, you know, the shahada that they were saying, and I know it is the same, it's still you, but I know I came from a very Catholic, you know, background, and I was like, I need to do the shahada. And that was the 9/11, 2001, and that's the hardest, because 9/11 is just happened, and it was like, even at work, even at school, not at school, but I'm working, you know, I mean, everywhere I go, I was like, I was first time wearing my hijab, and they giving me this bad finger, and I was like, what are you doing? I was like, we're just wearing my hijab, and I even laid off because of wearing my hijab at work. But I was like, oh well, I don't care, I'm a Muslim, I love it. Although I grew up in the Philippines there is a lot of Muslims in the South, okay? And when I came here in the United States, I became a Muslim. I was so happy, and I said to my mom, Mom, I became a Muslim. My mom was so sad, and she told me like, you didn't go to the United States to become a Muslim. Yes, I am. I was like, oh no. But you know what? Still, I'm still having some struggle with my mom. I live with my mom. I take care of my mom, so, but I love my mom so much, because I learned in the Quran that through your mom, heaven is at the foot of your mom. So I think that's the best. I think wearing the hijab is a biggest challenge, especially for women, because they are, you know, concentrating on their looks, their beauty and everything. But recently I had this, I saw a line, and it says here that being beautiful in the eyes of the Creator means being ugly to the eyes of the created, it's worth it. I'm telling you, it is worth it. It doesn't matter what you look like. What is important is what's inside of you. That's the best thing. Because everything would fade. Everybody would go old and die. But, you know, what's inside is the most important thing. And that's gonna last. And that's not gonna fade. Ramadan is the best thing, because it's just like Christmas. It's a gathering, and at first before I, you know, you fast. And then when you fast, it's just like you feel the way how poor people, you know, hungry. And you kind of like empathize with them how it is, you know, to be hungry. And, you know, feel how to give back to the people, you know. And the other thing is Ramadan, my first encounter with Ramadan is you have to do the dates. And I was like, where am I going to buy the dates? I don't know. And then one day I was just like, everybody was giving me box of dates. And I was like, oh my God, there's a lot of dates. Now I'm just by myself. This is a lot of dates for me to consume. And I was like, oh well, alhamdulillah, thanks for all those people who was giving me the dates. But something happened that with the fasting. But before I was like working and fasting, and then when I was fasting, it was like I have some co-worker that I go with, you know, with your lunch. And I was, girlie, what are you doing? I'm fasting. Oh, okay. Next day, girlie, lunchtime, what are you doing? When you go here, I'm fasting. Are you dieting? No, I'm not. I'm fasting. Is fasting dieting? No, it's not. Fasting is like cleansing. Oh, okay. So, and then what happened is I'm sad now because I kind of not perform really the fasting because I had an aneurysm. So Allah gave me the second life, and they told me that since my aneurysm, I could not really fast because when I fast, I kind of have a headache. If you had a headache, then it triggers. It's not good for the aneurysm. So what they told me, I kind of compute the amount of the breakfast, and then I send money to my brother and give it to the poor in the Philippines. So that's what I do right now because since I had my aneurysm, I missed it. I really miss it. I'm trying, but they said, no, you don't have to because of your health condition. So may Allah bless me.